Hi, my beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of Mindful the Podcast. Now, in today's episode, we will be talking about productivity and giving tips for success and helping us to be more productive. And Lord knows I need to be more productive, but to guide us on how to be more productive is someone who can fittingly do so, and she is no other than Althea Walters. Let me tell you a little about Althea. Althea Walters is a corporate trainer, leadership, productivity, and goal success coach. She does this through her organization called Blazing Beyond, where she works with individuals, groups, and organizations to improve their professional development as well as empower them to become better versions of themselves. Now, Althea is also a podcaster and a creator of a goal planning workbook called My Goal Tracker. Welcome, Althea. Now, Althea, first thing I want you to do for me is to tell me about your organization, Blazing Beyond.
Leading to what we're talking about. So Blazing Beyond, actually, it's a full suite corporate training, coaching, and consultancy business, right? So if you notice, you also said that I'm the creator of My Goal Tracker. So actually, when it was on my journey to do my business, Blazing Beyond, I always had this idea that I wanted to impart knowledge and help to, you know, guide and equip persons in different areas. And I know training, as a matter of fact, teaching was a natural style of mine. I got raving reviews from people, that said that, you know, you're very good at sharing knowledge and guiding people and helping people along. And so teaching and training was an area and passion of mine that I identified from a long time. So starting to do that, I then created Blazing Beyond, which became a full suite training business and coaching, helping people to guide them along. And that's where we are. And of course, I also have a consultancy app. So that's what we do. I work with individuals, leaders, and business owners. So I help persons. So I focus on leadership, productivity, performance, and business organization.
Oh, great, great.
Has a lot of productivity behind it.
Now, as I said before, Althea, productivity. I think I struggle in doing that. But for me, first of all, let's define productivity. What is that?
Yeah. So there are many different definitions, and I am going to actually look at it based on how I see productivity in its different ways. So if you think about it, it is the quality of the work that you put in that best utilizes your time in the most efficient way to get the best result. So that is how I define productivity.
I like that.
And a simpler form is the quality of your inputs equals the quality of your output.
Lovely. See, I kind of take notes while I go along because this is important for me. It's the quality of your inputs versus the quality or equal to the quality of your output.
Right. So it's basically the quality of work that you put in, but bearing in mind how efficiently you're using that time to get the work done to yield the best result.
Okay, because I tell you, like every day, I pray to God for maybe 4 more hours in the day. I don't know how that is going to go, but
you're not going to get any more hours in the day. You're not going to get any more hours in the day at all.
Because there's so many things to do. But yes. Give me some of the productivity, or let's talk about some of the biggest productivity challenges that we face, especially like how this world is so fast paced. Everything is just go, go, go. How do we get things done? How do we get the quality output?
Darlene, you're absolutely right, because we are in this age that we're in terms of the digital age and the information age. There are so many things coming at us. And so the pace is so much faster than what our ancestors or our parents, etc., were used to. And some of the challenges that we face, we have too much information, right? Challenges and a good thing is also that we have a lot of opportunities. So the many opportunities cause us to try and do so many different things, right? The challenges that we face is that because of those two things, so much information, so many opportunities, there's so many things that we need to get done. And so we're trying to do everything at the same time. So that becomes a struggle and a challenge, right? Because of the a lot of information that we have, choosing becomes a problem, right? Choosing becomes a problem. So it is a challenge. And then we have so many other distractions because there's so many things out there. Now, because there are so many things and so many people trying to do everything, so many different opportunities and things to get done, is that we are distracted, right? There are so many different distractions that come to us that we want to try to take on. And so it goes back to choosing, right? We're trying to do everything. We're trying to match up, keep up with the Joneses as well, because we see so many people advancing, doing this, and we're trying to keep up and trying to do everything. So there are so many challenges. Now, the other challenge is that outside of, okay, that busy life, you also have a family life that you need to balance. You also have your friends and your communities that you need to balance. And so that is also a challenge, balancing work life with family life and maintaining your community. When I say community, it includes like family and friendships, etc. So that's the challenge. Too much information, too many opportunities, so many different social distractions, not choosing well, and not being able to balance. And that's where we struggle.
And I struggle especially with the trying to balance the family, the friends, all of your social engagements that you have. It's just a challenge. It's a task to do your 9 to 5, to go in or walk in your purpose. So that might be doing other things. Then you hear that you need to do a little hustling thing, and then you have your family, friends. You have church, you have other organizations that you're connected to. So I do get it because that is one of my main challenges. And you hit on one for me, balancing. Can people talk about the balance work life? Is there or can there really be a balance?
It's a very interesting topic, and this is my take on it. A lot of times we believe that balance equals 50-50. Like it must be equal at work and it must be equal at home. But balance actually can mean 70-30, meaning that I want to do, I can do this point in time in my work, 70% of what I can give is here. And I'm going to give another focus in my family about 30%. And then it may switch. It may mean that I'm going through so much at this time in my family, and I need to give the focus over that end, and that becomes my 70%. And really and truly, we can't give as much in the work life, because if we do so, we may just neglect everything. And I'm not asking you or telling you to neglect your work. I'm just telling you the reality of life is that in different seasons require a different balance, right?
I like
And
that.
so, yeah, in different seasons require different balance. So I maybe at work we have to give everything because we're crushing the deadlines, we're doing everything, I'm up to my neck with doing everything. And so my focus is drifted in that way, and I may be sacrificing on my family time a little bit. But in another season or in another time, I'm very cognizant of the fact that, look, I need to give more to my children at this time, my husband at this time, my friends at this time, and just in terms of focusing more energy. So I'm going to make sure that I choose to go to the events of my children or my husband or my family, supporting my sister or my brother or my uncle, etc. And so I choose more to do so much more on that side, which may cause me not to stay at work late at this time to give more time. But that time I'm going to give to my family. So it is really in the different seasons and what is required. But at all given times, balance don't always equal 50-50. And I believe that when we are very aware of how that shows up for us, then we're better able to manage, we're better able to manage and balance.
Thank you for that, Althea, because You really hit me right there. It's like it hit me at the back of my head a while ago because I've always been trying to work out a balance. So I've always been trying to go 50-50. And I realized that it can't work. I give full at work, late hours, everything. And then when I come home, I try to give full at home too. And it equals to burnout, and sometimes I'm so overwhelmed. And that, I tell you at the beginning that productivity is a big topic for me because I'm trying to be more productive. And because of that, trying to get that 50-50 balance, I'm always saying that I'm not productive. What else can I do to get more done?
You're absolutely right, and most of us struggle in that realm. So when I got that reality for myself, I'm like, hey, it's not going to always be 50-50. So what am I going to do? So at this very moment, I can tell you that I'm in my season of focusing, just in this week, giving much more time to home, and I feel in balance. I feel not imbalanced, but in balance. Yeah, I feel in balance because I'm deliberate. I was deliberate around that. Okay, there's not a lot of extra things that I have to do for work at this point in time. So let me make sure that, okay, I'm gonna cook dinner. Let me make sure that, okay, this weekend we go somewhere to do something. Let me be present.
I like that. So you have to be deliberate or intentional about how you want to spend that time or how you want to create that balance, as you say, in that season.
The season and
I
the
get in
timing.
it. I get in it. I get in it.
Great.
But as there for me, like at work now, when I'm at work, I'll set out my day. So I'll start with, okay, from even overnight, I'm like, okay, these are my three things that I need to get done, right? But when you get there, the distractions, like people come to you, then impromptu meetings, all of that. How can we navigate through all of that? How can I focus? Like, even sometimes when you don't have the meetings or the other people coming, just checking emails. Sometimes you move to the phone. Sometimes you take more lunchtime than you should. How can
Is the
I stay
process.
focused to get my three tasks done for the day?
Right. So, there are different things that are going to inform that. So I like the fact that you went to top three or top three things. A lot of people don't go into a given day or a given week with your top three or your top five. What is it that I should get done at the beginning of this week or the beginning of this day? That's a very good practice for you to do in order to yield productivity. Now you go in, as you say, with your top three things to get done. But sometimes we go in and we're in the same environment that is going to cause us to get distracted, right? Now, many times I have observed persons who try to get the top three things done within the most disruptive time during their work hours, right? So you may realize that I need to get the top three things done and I can't get it done 2 to 5 because that is when most people will come or disturb me, etc. Or maybe the phones are ringing too much at that time, or the phones are ringing too much at 9 o'clock, etc. Now we also need to card out what is the understand where are the disruptive hours that are there, right? Not everything we can control, and that is true. But at the same time, are we conscious of the environment in which we are doing the work in, right? That's one. And of course, you'd also need, if you need the time to lock away, you would need to let the persons know ahead of time, whoever are your disruptors, ahead of time that, hey, I'm gonna be missing for about an hour, just trying to finish off my report, or I'm just trying to get these things done. Sometimes we don't even let the disruptors know, and that is what I call your productive boundaries that we have to make sure that we put in place. Now that's two. Three is that sometimes we're working in our non-productive hours, our own non-productive hours, not the environment non-productive hours, because the environment has its non-productive hours where people come and chat and say and sit down at your desk and drink tea, etc. The environment that you're operating in, that's their non-productive hours, right? You know when people come to you. You know when the lunch hours are long, etc. But at the same time, your own individual productive hours, we don't operate within it. Now, if I am aware that my productive hours are between the hours of, say, 9 to 12 or 6 to 10, that's when I'm doing my best work. So my top three has to be taken there. And it don't mean that I'm going to try all, to do all the three at the same time, because maybe the hours total that I need to get done can be done within that period of time. So there are many things contributing to it. One, the environment in which you're operating. Do you understand the environment in which you're operating in? Two, do you know your disruptors? Can you put in productive boundaries? No, on that. And then three, your own productive hours. But before you come in, just one point about the disruptors. A lot of times we sit back and let them come and disrupt us because maybe they had asked us to send them a report. Maybe they had asked us to answer an email, and we are ready to do our productive work. And then they're going to come in that time. You know why? Because you didn't spend the time to respond to them before them come back and disrupt you again. So you deserve the disruption because you didn't plan the time properly. So that's my point on those things.
And those are good points because I can see where I'm guilty of that
Okay.
because I try to, I find that my productive hours are between 4 and 5.
4 to 5 p.m.
Like in
Okay.
the afternoon, I'm best in the afternoon. So from 4 or maybe like from 3 to 5, I get most work done.
Yeah.
But I find that that is when my disruptors, that's when they come at that time, you know, after the lunchtime and everybody just
Have to
cruising.
relocate so them can't find you, right?
I try to hide a locked door.
Yeah, but you're gonna have to tell them ahead of time.
So I like that. And I didn't think of that when you said that, you know, you have to have your productive boundaries.
Yeah.
I love that because that's what I find that I was lacking. As you said, you have to tell them. So I would close the door and they know that when the door is closed, I'm working. If they open the door, so sometimes they don't knock anymore. They just open it and come in if they see me. And then sometimes they say, okay, fine, when they realize I'm not even looking up. But sometimes they just come in and that's it. I now know that I need to set my boundaries. So
Yeah.
instead of just locking the door and leave everybody up to thinking that this is the time that she need to work, I need to probably just go and walk and say, don't disturb.
Going to be in my productive zone. I'm going to be in the zone for the next 2 hours. So, if you need anything from me, just message me and I'll get back to it, or I'll talk to you.
Love that. Thank you
Email me.
so much. Because I never thought of it that way, but need to do that one, the productive boundaries.
Just a note, because it's not something that's very aggressive. It's just, no, I'm not available. It's just letting them know, hey, you know, these 2 hours I'm going to be really zoning in on completing some tasks. So if you need me, I'll be available after, or just send me a message and I'll get back to it when I'm finished. It's like a voicemail we don't use anymore.
Exactly. But I've been walking and being aggressive about it. Oh gosh. Another thing for me is procrastination. Like I procrastinate. And I guess based on what you just said, working in your productive zone and environment, I find that I procrastinate a lot. So if I have something to do or I know my main things to do, sometimes I'm maybe not in my zone then, as you said. So I'd procrastinate. Or sometimes when you know that the thing is very important or you don't want to do it, you
Yeah.
can't procrastinate. So I find that that's a challenge that I have too, that I'll put down things or I'll say, okay, this is important, but I need to concentrate. So I don't start it. I say, I'll do it in my hours where when everybody gone at 5 o'clock, but then you don't get it done because something has come up. So how
Yeah.
do we, dodge that procrastination to get the goals done?
That exists, and even though, as much as I know about productivity, I also procrastinate on things. And as we said, we procrastinate on the things that we hate to do, or we procrastinate on the things that we don't see the immediate value or impact that needs to be yielded from it, or we procrastinate on the things that we're not skilled to do. Kind of know how to do it, so you take a
True.
longer time to get it done. So there are many different areas. So one of the things with, even though I may say this, but it may be challenged, but even One of the things that everything that you have to do needs a deadline and a timeline, right? So yes, we sometimes wait until the last minute to get it.
That's me.
Yeah, we'll wait until the last minute to get it done. So there are different aspects. If you are a leader and you have a team working with, for example, and you have an item to get done, you may be able to ask somebody to start it for you, but you'd have to think it out and plan it out. And that's a lot of the times where we procrastinate. Because we don't plan out the items and we want to do it all at once when we could have taken it in segments. So for things that you hate to do or you don't like to do, you can actually break it apart and try to do it in pieces, right?
Oh.
Still work towards your timeline. However, if you also have somebody who works with you could, and this is a piece of the delegation, that if you have planned out the work properly, you could ask them to take a piece of it, to start piece of it for you, so that when you are ready to go, you're not starting from scratch, right? So that helps. And for those who came from, a business level, if you can outsource it, then outsource it, because we don't have the skills to do it, or we don't have the time to do it. So might as well you outsource it to somebody else who can get it done. But as I said, for procrastination, break the things apart because we really don't like doing it, right?
Yeah.
And then of course, I say get in a comfortable time environment. You already hate to do the thing, so get comfy. You're not thrown out totally, so that you can find a way to at least enjoy your space meanwhile you're trying to get the things done. And another thing I always tell people when you procrastinate, give yourself two deadlines. Give yourself two deadlines. So if you know something was requested of you and they asked you for it for March 15th, give yourself the deadline of March 10th and try to save yourself some time and work towards the March 10th deadline. And if you spill over, you can at least try and meet the March 15th deadline.
Good tips.
Thank you.
Good tips, especially for me. This is for me, you know.
Don't worry about it.
All right, so we're coming down now, Althea. All right, so walk us through now. Give us some practical steps or tips. How do we be productive throughout today? Because I know a lot of people, they get overwhelmed with everything that they need to do, as we said before, with all the distractions, with all of the things that the challenges, the things that we should be doing or we think we need to be doing. And for my own self, as I said, I try to get that 50-50 balance and it just not working out. So I think I'm not being productive. So walk us through now the steps or some techniques. How do we move toward being productive for a day?
It's important to plan, right? It's important to plan. And we may say, oh, I'm not a planner, I can't plan well, etc. But it's important to plan so that you're utilizing your time well, right? So I am going to be tackling a day, or I'm going to be tackling a week. If I show up without even having a plan in place, I promise you, the amount of hours that is allocated to us for the day or for the week, I'm not going to use that well. I am not, because I didn't have a plan, right? So planning is not like we're doing an event and we have to put all the nuts and bolts together, but at least start to say, okay, these are the things that I have to get done. These are the things that I have to get done by this time. And one of the most important things that we don't do when we plan is how much time will each of these actually take? Yeah. And
Yeah.
that's why you feel overwhelmed, and that's why you feel unproductive, because we list out 10 things that we have to get done. I want to get 10 things today, but the 10 things, if I say, okay, this one is going to take 30 minutes, this one is just a 5 minutes response to an email, but this is going to take 2 hours, and then this is going to take another 2 hours, by the time we're finished, we have outrun the amount of time that we have available to do things. So it becomes very stressful for us. We feel unproductive and we feel overwhelmed. So if we're going to be productive, apart from having your master list of things to do and you know when it's supposed to be completed, you need to know how much time is allotted to each of them and then plan accordingly, right? One of the things also for, being productive and maximizing your time is that we have to declutter our brain. We show up with a very disorganized, cluttered brain, and this going here and that going there,
Yes.
etc. And so we can't even think in order to do. In order to be doing, your brain have to be working. So if our brain and our space is cluttered, productivity is going to be impacted negatively. One of the things that a lot of people, they're very challenged in doing in writing things down, as simple as it is. And so most persons will, they'll keep the things in their brain and they're not even writing it down. So the thing become, elaborated. So it may be two things, and because you're thinking about it, thinking about it, thinking about it, it feel like 10 things. And the steps are not easily worked out in your
True,
brain.
true.
It's good to be written and documented. So declutter your brain, declutter your space. And of course, the planning with everything needs a deadline, and everything needs a space on your calendar when you're or your schedule when you're gonna do it. We don't even plan. Sometimes we don't plan the time on the schedule when we're gonna do it.
That's true.
Right.
That's me.
When we're gonna do it, we have it to do, but when we're gonna do it, and when is the best time for you to do it? I spoke about that already about working in your productive hours. So I know exactly. I know things I do in the mornings because that's my best productive hours. I know things I do then, but there are other things that I'm not gonna put in those my best productive hours, like maintenance work. I'm not doing that. I'm doing deep work
Yeah.
during my hours. I'm not doing maintenance. I'm checking no emails during my best productive hours. I'm working on what needs to be worked on. So we have to know how we are actually
True.
allocating our time to do things. I'll pause there.
I like that. So it's plan. Make sure that you plan what you're gonna do. Make sure you have the time allotted to it, and make sure you have your deadlines. Set even
Yes.
two deadlines. Okay, and we need to declutter our brain so that it can be free to work on what we need to work on.
Yes, free to work, free to think,
Yes, and
or
to
have peace.
prioritize the work in that time.
Great.
Yay! I'm getting it. I'm getting it.
Excellent.
So just wrapping up now, Althea, coming to a close. I want to know what, or can you share with us one of your productivity hacks?
One of my productivity hacks. So you see that zone that I talked to you about? Nothing beats my productive zone. Nothing beats it at all. I know exactly my productivity peak period. I'm a planner, right? So one of the things I am not going to do is over plan the amount of things that I have to do within a given time, right? But so utilizing my productivity hours is actually where I flourish. So if you give me 2 hours during my productive zone, I move mountains. I move mountains. So that's one area. But in terms of my productivity hack is that I'm not going to, before the week starts, I actually know what I need to accomplish. Before the week starts, I actually know what I need to accomplish and who I need to help me.
Okay, we need
Anybody
to help
to
you.
help me. That is what helps me to move faster. So I've thought of, so I would have written down my top three or my top five things to get done for the week. But at the same time, I'm asking myself, important questions. Who do I need and when do I need them? That helps me in order to keep my focus and to utilize the time that I have well and to yield the best results in terms of being productive.
Great, great. Thank you so much, Althea. I've learned so much. And thinking about it now and talking to you, I realize my shortfalls. I keep saying that, I want to know how to be productive. I'm not productive, but in our little chat, I've learned so much. And I know now where I need to improve to get more
Great.
out of my day. So this
Yes.
has been very helpful. Very useful. And I usually do a little wrap up. So in our talk, I've learned, and I'm sure my listeners have learned, that there's not a balance when it comes to productivity. It can be a 50-50 balance. Different seasons in your life requires a different balance, all
Yes.
right? And you have to be deliberate and intentional about how you're gonna do things and what you are going to do, and that helps in the productivity. And you have to go into your productivity zone. You have to set your productivity boundaries. And I think that is my shortfall. I have to set my boundaries. I don't set the boundaries. So my disruptors will come. So you have to set your productivity boundaries in your time, in your environment of productivity, right? And important to note also is that you have to seek help. You have to, while planning and setting out what you have to do, you have to come to the realization that you need to outsource. If you need help, you have to do that. You can't do everything. So, am I on target?
Absolutely, you are.
Great, great, great. So, these are just some of the things that I've learned. And thank you so much. As I said, I know where I need to improve, and I'm sure my listeners will be hearing and they'll pick up points and find out, where they need to improve to and to also pick up the tips that you have given us so that they can be more productive. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Althea, for coming on and helping us to elevate our productivity levels. I know mine will. And for giving us the practical tips. They were really practical for us. And actionable tips, of course. Because as I say, I know now where I can improve on. And it's the little things. As you said, it's not going out and putting a billboard for say, don't disrupt me. But it's just giving those subtle
Yes,
ways.
subtle reminders, subtle points.
Exactly. So thank you again for coming on, talking to us on productivity. I've learned a lot, and I know my listeners have learned a whole lot.
Thanks so much, Claudine. It was my pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Mindful the Podcast. Now, if you want to watch this episode, you can view it on our YouTube channel or see the clips on our Instagram page at Mindful the Podcast. Now, guys, don't forget to share, share, share. Share this podcast with a family member, a friend, or even someone you think will benefit from this podcast and these conversations. So until next time, see ya.